the standards aren't just about teaching evolution. They're about imparting analytical skills. They're more about the scientific method than about memorizing the atomic number for boron.
It's not saying just, you know, tell us the difference between a solid, a liquid, and a gas, because any kid could Google that.
This is Karen Kidwell. She's in charge of implementing the new standards for the Kentucky Department of Education.
We don't need kids who can just regurgitate definitions and other people's points of view or ideas about how the way the world works.
It's those points of view that have caused trouble. The Next Generation Science Standards, NGSS, were developed by an independent non-governmental group of 26 states, including Kentucky. They're similar to the new Common Core standards in English and math that have now been adopted by most states. But science hits a nerve for some Kentuckians, and many opponents of NGSS let their voices be heard at a public hearing this year.
Evolution as fact is a lie.
Everybody knows that there is a creator.
The writers of the NGSS are behind the curve.
My child will never step foot in a public school.
Kentucky already includes evolution in its current standards, and the vast majority of scientists back it up. That's also why there are more lessons on climate change, too.
They're confusing science with other ways of thinking.
Tom Treader is a professor at the University of Louisville and was part of Kentucky's team that reviewed and made recommendations for NGSS.
A religious way of thinking is not in conflict with a scientific way of thinking. It's simply different. And so any teacher or a group of teachers who choose to ignore the best science and choose to teach non-scientific ideas, they're really doing a disservice for their kids.
Kentucky's education department received thousands of written and recorded comments, many from scientific organizations and educators. Only 300 were in opposition. But that didn't stop a small legislative committee from rejecting the NGSS standards in a 5-1 vote in September. Governor Steve Beshear quickly said he would veto that decision, a move that was commended by Education Commissioner Terry Holliday. A larger interim education committee could have also voted on the standards this month, but it declined to do so. And co-chair Representative Derek Graham says it's a done deal. On the other side of the argument, some say the standards aren't advanced enough. The Thomas B. Fordham Institute, which supported the Common Core standards, has given the NGSS a C grade, which is better than the D grade it gave to Kentucky's science standards. President Chester Finn Jr. says there are model states like Massachusetts and South Carolina that have really good standards.
The NGSS folks made a conscious decision to give greater priority to what they would call the practice of science rather than the knowledge of science. And they believe that's the right way for science education to head. And I guess our reviewers don't agree.
That's not really assessing what people understand about science.
Josh Rosenau is the policy director at the National Center for Science Education.
And that doesn't help people be lifelong science learners and appreciate the relevance of science to their lives.
Rosenau says at least 7 states have already adopted the standards to some degree, but other states are being very careful.
Everybody is watching what everyone does at this point.
Kentucky has been called a leader for being the first to implement the Common Core standards in English and math. It's also among the first states to adopt the NGSS, but Rosenau calls Kentucky's approval the most contentious so far. State lawmakers could open up the issue for discussion when the General Assembly is back in January, but the Education Department is already preparing to implement the standards, and Governor Beshear has made clear his intent to move forward.